This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A U.S. delegation led by Senator Tammy Duckworth, a Democrat from Illinois, is in Taipei, meeting with Taiwan officials on a previously unannounced visit. Taiwan's Minister of National Defense reported Monday that Beijing sent 30 Chinese warplanes to its air defense identification zone near the island. That's the biggest incursion since January. Texas Governor Greg Abbott took time on his Memorial Day remarks to unify the state of Texas.
What happened in Uvalde was a horrific act of evil. And as Texans, we must come together and lift up Uvalde.
Many Texas media outlets will go dark for 21 minutes at noon Central to recognize all those lost in the senseless shooting in Uvalde, Texas, a week ago. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
President Biden is meeting with Jacinda Ardern, Prime Minister of New Zealand, this morning. As the nation is facing intense inflation, the president later on today will be meeting with Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell to discuss the state of American and global economies. It takes a village to prevent an active shooter in America, so says one Republican senator.
Senator Lindsey Graham says creating a system of intervention is the key to curbing gun violence.
All these shooters have one thing in common, right? They're disturbed. They're talking about violence. They're acting out. And we do nothing about it until it's too late. Let's create a system so we can do something about it before they use the gun. It's not so much the gun, it's the person with the gun.
Speaking with reporters, a South Carolina Republican said he doesn't believe in taking any guns away from responsible people, but would work to keep firearms out of the wrong hands. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
The federal government may tear down Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas, and build another campus. State Senator Roland Gutierrez on KSAT 12.
There's a federal grant process for it. It gives these, and that's the sad part. There's a federal protocol for schools like Columbine and others where they give you up to $45 million. What kind of world are we living in that legislation was created for raising these schools?
Yeah.
I mean, it makes no sense. I can't tell you how many little children that I've talked to that don't want to go back into that building.
Of course.
They're just traumatized. They're just destroyed.
Canada continues to move towards socialism as gun control is heading to a new level under Prime Minister Trudeau. Kentucky Congressman Representative James Comer on Fox News.
Almost every week where there is a citizen that protects their family with the firearm. We also have horror stories like we saw in Uvalde. So, you know, this is a serious issue, but gun control is not the answer. I think that, you know, Republicans have advocated for many years for more funding for mental health issues, for better coordination between law enforcement agencies whenever you have these types of threats, especially among high school students. We've also advocated for security, but what we saw in Texas was there was a breakdown in security.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. It includes the archive of all these great interviews that we share with you every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Great experts who come on, not here to talk in 8-second sound bites, but to go deep into the topic so that you would be better informed and a better, not only informed citizen, which is most important, but certainly a voter, because this is what's needed. We saw what happened in the last elections and even in the elections leading up to this, and how there's been a hijacking of the election process, clearly. And this needs to be, you know, cleared up if we're really serious about preserving, you know, this country of ours. The Federalist has just released a story this morning, said even if the jury doesn't convict Michael Sussman, the special counsel has won. Here to talk about this and other things is Larry Klayman. Larry is the founder and former chair of Judicial Watch, current chairman of Freedom Watch, and author of It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America. Larry, welcome back. Always good to have you with us, sir. How are you?
Good. Blessed Memorial Day weekend.
Well, I tell you, an absolutely sacred holiday. And I got to tell you, Larry, I preserve this day, you know, Memorial Day, for those that have paid the ultimate sacrifice. Sometimes in events and special, you know, salutes and that sort of thing, they want to include, you know, veterans. Look, and I understand there's some veteran sentiment, but you've got over a million people that died for the freedoms that we enjoy today. And whether or not those freedoms will continue on is incumbent upon those of us who are in the here and now, right?
Absolutely, Bill. As far as Durham is concerned, let me answer your question on that, because, you know, we can get into a long discussion about how politicians have abused our troops and sent them mm-hmm. into battle when they had no intention of winning. That's the really sad part. But as far as Durham is concerned, look, we've already known that Hillary Clinton is a criminal. We've known that for years. We don't need more affirmation. You know, 3 or 4 years after the fact, Durham indicts a lower-level person, Michael Sussman, granted from a corrupt law firm, Perkins Coie, who I've had several lawsuits against. He will not be convicted. You've got a hack Obama-appointed judge, Cooper. I've been in front of him. He's dishonest. You have a jury which is very, very pro-Clinton, pro-Democrat. They vote over 95% Democrat in the District of Columbia. It's a royal waste of money. And Durham, frankly, you know, hasn't done his job. But that's typical. That's what happens. These special counsels protect the elite. Hillary Clinton is a protected species, along with Republicans as well. And people walk off and they say, okay, they got a conviction, but they're not even going to get a conviction here. And even if they do, Cooper will give the guy probation, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I doubt they're going to get a conviction.
Well, explain to our audience a little bit, because, you know, they're hearing a little bit about Cooper and the fact that he was appointed by Barack Obama. And so with that comes all the ideals and the aspirations and the doctrine, the Obama doctrine that Cooper holds to. And the way he jury-rigged this whole process and tied the hands of prosecutors. I mean, this is so unfair and unjust on its face, is it not? But explain to our audience what he did.
It is. Well, it snuck into the trial, but at one point he effectively said, I don't want any reference to Hillary Clinton at one point in the trial. Let me give an example of what went on years ago when I was at Judicial Watch, which I founded. A guy named Peter Paul came to me, I'll be brief, and said, I have the goods on Bill and Hillary Clinton. I helped raise $2 million of hard money contributions with the Hollywood tribute to Bill Clinton. We went to the Justice Department under George W. Bush, John Ashcroft. Peter agreed to cooperate. He wound up getting indicted. Hillary did not. Eventually, they wound up indicting Hillary's campaign finance chairman, Jeffrey Rosen. Rosen went to trial in Los Angeles. The jury said, how are we convicting this guy when the person who's behind this, Hillary Clinton, is not here?
Right.
So jury nullification. And they let the guy off. You know, Sussman's not the prime suspect. The prime suspect is Hillary Clinton. Look, Hillary Clinton and her husband have probably killed people. There's 80 people that died during the Clinton administration. Jeffrey Epstein, mysteriously gone, probably a mafia hit. They're scared of Hillary, and they're scared of having to create a precedent that all the elites will be held accountable. So they all walk around Washington, D.C., raking in more money as the American people be damned, and they protect each other. This is just a dog and pony show, Bill. That's what it is.
Well, what it smacks of is, you know, the days of J. Edgar Hoover. Everybody has a file on everybody, right? I mean,
that's right.
Anybody within the Beltway knows how dirty these politicians are, right?
Well, dirty the politicians and dirty the federal judges are. And that's the thesis of my book, It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America. Thomas Jefferson said, unelected, unaccountable to the people, Article III judges, including Supreme Court justices, would become despots and tyrants, causing us to shed the blood of tyrants yet again every 20 years or so. He didn't want to see anybody hurt, neither do I, neither do you. But that's the reality. If you don't have a court system that will mete out justice equally and will solve problems between parties, particularly, you know, in a political sphere, then you're in a revolutionary mode. Therefore, it takes a kind of revolution, and I suggest peaceful and legal means, and you can get that at freedomwatch.usa.org. But let me shift a little bit here, too, because I just read a column. You know, in the Supreme Court now, they're asking for phone records of clerks with regard to the leak. Mm-hmm. This is an example. You know, how does it take them a month to figure out who leaked? Okay, it's a cover-up. And I think the primary suspect is Chief Justice John Roberts. He's two-faced. He's a closet liberal. He wanted, I think, to have this thing leaked so he could put pressure on conservative justices to change the Alito draft opinion. That's my thesis. Mm-hmm. Could be a leftist justice, but it's one of them. And that's why nobody has been able to find out, quote unquote, who did it. It's a cover up. This is the way our government is. It's corrupt to the core. The American people can't believe a word that comes out of the government. And it's no accident, Bill. This, the old expression about lawyers. How do you tell they're lying when they're moving their mouth? Well, most government officials are lawyers.
Exactly. And Larry, the thing is that I'm astounded that there's no unanimity of outrage coming, you know, from the court, being led by Justice Roberts. I mean, that is a clear omission that stands out quite blatantly. I mean, why aren't they in an outrage as a group detesting, you know, the release of this information that was, you know, such a traditional, honored, sacred, you know, process?
Yeah, because they did it on purpose so they would gauge national opinion and reaction. So they would tailor the ultimate decision accordingly. It's political. It's done all the time in Washington to leak. and then to see what the reaction is. This was done by one or more Supreme Court justices. Probably Roberts was behind it. That's my opinion. That's my learned opinion.
But this is the first time something like this has happened, right, in the history of the court?
At this level, yes, it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, look, the court has degenerated to the point that people don't have confidence in it.
Yeah, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Larry Klayman. Stay right where you are. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. God is moving in Albania and Kosovo, with the Tide Ministry partners in the area hearing from thousands of listeners just in the first quarter of the year. Many people call or write in to tell our radio pastors how their gospel messages are bringing positive change into their lives. This high number of listeners responding to the Tide Gospel broadcasts demonstrates the genuine desire of the people to know more about God. And we're grateful to have committed partners who follow up with listeners and lead them into genuine faith. Even as we're celebrating these impressive numbers, we're taking steps to expand our outreach team in Albania to provide even more opportunities for people to hear about Jesus. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in Albania and Kosovo whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hey, welcome
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez, Larry Klayman, the founder, former founder of Judicial Watch. Now, of course, he is the founder, and he keeps an eye on everything that has to do with Freedom Watch, and we're going to be talking about the citizen grand jury in just a moment. But to wrap up the first segment, and we were talking about, you know, what is going on with the Durham case, you know, Larry, quite interesting and frustrating for those of us that followed Mike Flynn and all that he and his family and his son had to endure for a lot less than what Sussman is being accused of. But like you said, I mean, they court shopped, they knew Judge shopped this case, and they knew exactly where they wanted to end up. And there they are in D.C., where, as you say, the odds are 95% Democrat, 5% Republican. And it seems with the Democrats and their ideology, they don't really, you know, they talk about justice, but they don't know how to live justice.
No, absolutely right. And remember what's behind this. This was starting a phony Russian collusion investigation. It's not about whether Michael Sussman lied to Baker, Jim Baker, who I've dealt with myself, also two-faced. It's not about that. But again, because it's his word, Sussman says he didn't lie, that he was representing Hillary Clinton. Baker says he did lie. Baker's doing that to save his own skin. There will be enough reasonable doubt, with or without a jury, composed of mostly Democrats pro-Clinton, to acquit. He will be acquitted, and this is going to be more than an embarrassment to John Durham. I mean, it's an absolutely worthless investigation. And frankly, it's an outrage, because it's another example of how these protected species politicians in Washington just walk off. And I mean, they're like the people doing smash and grabs in Los Angeles.
Exactly. No, you're exactly right.
They do whatever
right.
they want, and they just walk right. out. It's a smash and grab on the American people.
Right.
What it is.
Well, Hillary, you know, during the previous investigation, when she was told to hold on to evidence, destroys the evidence, flat out kind of brags about it. And, you know, it's just amazing how she was able to get away with this with impunity. And then here in this particular case, you have her campaign manager, Robbie Mook, testifying that Hillary herself agreed with the decision to feed the unverified and quickly debunked theory that Trump was communicating secretly with Russia, right?
Not just agreed. I mean, if you know the Clintons, she ordered it. Okay, that's who she is.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, and look at the other side of the coin. With the 33,000 emails, you had a lawyer named David Kendall, who I've been up against many, many years, particularly during the Clinton years, of Williams and Connolly, who assisted her in the destruction of those emails. The D.C. bar refuses to investigate and discipline him, but at the same time has ethics complaints pending against virtually every other conservative lawyer that has a District of Columbia license. So this is what you're dealing with. It's endemic in Washington, D.C. And that's why, you know, Bill, I know this is a segue to what you wanted to talk about. It's why we have a Third Continental Congress, and we started that last July. It's not convention of the states, because the state governments are corrupt as well currently. But our delegates will be declaring independence. We will form a new nation, not a new government, not a new nation. And it'll be like a shadow government. And then we're going to offer the American people the alternative. You want to go with the criminals, or you want to go with yourselves? You want to represent yourselves again? Because we don't have representation now.
Yeah, it is interesting that the human condition is such, Larry, that they don't know what it is really to be in charge. I mean, you know, the org chart for this governance was set up in such a way that we, the people, were to be in charge. But it's like we're back in the days of the Old Testament, where the people say, look, we want a real king. You know, we want somebody that is like us and like the other nations. When America is so unlike the other nations, it is so unique. And what makes it unique is the people themselves. But here they are, so willing to surrender the rights and authorities that they have as outlined in our U.S. Constitution and Declaration
because
of Independence.
They think they're entitled. Okay, look, you got a lot of people out there, not our supporters, not yours, but people who are in retirement. They're counting their money. They're counting their shekels. They're saying, look, I want to enjoy myself. I worked my whole life. Well, that's great. You know what? The people in Ukraine, the retirement age people, they would have liked to retire too. But, you know, excuse the French, but you know what? SHIT happens.
Okay? Yeah, right.
And that's
exactly
what we're dealing with. That's what we're dealing right now. The country's on its knees. It's been nearly destroyed. It's so bad, reported today in The Hill, that most of the even black employees in the White House have quit. They don't want to have anything to do with Biden. They know he's brain dead. They know he's dishonest. They know he's stupid. They know he destroyed the country. So that's where we are right now. And the Republicans, they go on Fox News smiling. They're happy because they think they're going to get power again. And power is money. And, you know, and in the words of Hillary Clinton, to get back to that issue, what difference does it make? Because you're still going to have Biden for 2 years. Our country will be destroyed in 2 years. So that's the segue to the next thing that you wanted to talk about, which is our citizens' grand juries and our citizens' trials, is that we, the American people, are going to mete out justice ourselves. We even have the right of citizens' arrest, and we're not going to even do it ourselves. We're going to have law enforcement or the military carry it out. But we're trying Biden the first week after July 4th for bribery from communist China, from Russia, from Ukraine before President Zelensky became the leader, and also from Russia. So, and treason in Afghanistan. We need to get rid of this guy. He needs to be gone right now. And the Republicans, we need real leaders. I'm hoping that Governor DeSantis of Florida, my home state, will leave the Republican Party and join another party that we're going to create, New American Independence Party, independently. Other parties, Republican Party and the Democrat Party, have failed and have betrayed the American people. We need competition in a new government, not a new nation.
Well, it's about time. John Naisbitt, over 25 years ago, Larry Klayman, you may recall in the book Megatrends, said the two-party system was like two dinosaurs mating. And I remember when I read that, I thought, okay, how is this going to play out? And here we are decades past, and I'm still waiting for this to be realized. But we might be on the very brink of this, to where this two-party system. And he didn't even address the level of corruption. Maybe inherently he understood that, you know, corruption cannot help but creep in, and it just keeps amassing itself. Because this is what's wrong with both parties. They're both corrupt. They've sold themselves out to, you know, to subordinating the people's desires and wishes and agenda in lieu of getting reelected. And so when getting reelected is more important than the people's business, you've got the two-party system that we have today, where people are scratching their heads and going, why am I paying $6 for a gallon of gas? Why is the southern border wide open and stealing jobs? Why are people coming in infected with all sorts of diseases after we've experienced 2.5 years of a pandemic and became, you know, so health conscious and socially distance conscious, mask, you know, fanatical over wearing masks and everything, but yet the border's wide open. We're sending $40 billion of armaments to Ukraine to defend themselves against Russia. And meanwhile, you know, China is just sitting there waiting for their opportunity, even though Joe Biden says, don't you dare, if you go after Taiwan, we're still. So what are we going to do? Are we going to, I mean, is this really going to be a two-war front? Yeah, go ahead.
If you believe him, we wouldn't have to send $40 billion if Biden had acted quicker. Forget the Europeans.
Of course.
They're worthless. Yeah. They're cowardly. But if he had gotten in there in the beginning, either, you know, when you get up on the dance floor, either you dance or you sit down. And we should have been supporting the Ukrainians. We should have made it clear to the Russians, just like Nixon did in 1973 when the Egyptians crossed the Suez Canal during Yom Kippur, that there will be not just economic sanctions to pay, but military sanctions, military response. You know, we allow this to happen. The cancer grew. But, Bill, we are at a point. We are in a revolutionary mode. People can't afford food. They can't afford gas. People are being slaughtered in the streets with rampant crime. You name it. It goes on and on and on. That's what I write about in my book. It takes a counter-revolution. That's why we need to take our legal system back. Justice Scalia said the grand jury belongs to the American people, not the three branches of government, in a majority opinion of the Supreme Court in 1992, United States versus Williams. We need to take matters into our own hands. Alla Weiderp. That's what
we
need to do.
This is what we the people are all about, Larry Klayman, and thank you for fighting the good fight on our behalf. Thank you.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend, subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A U.S. delegation led by Senator Tammy Duckworth, the Democrat from Illinois, is in Taipei meeting with Taiwan officials on a previously unannounced visit. Taiwan's Minister of National Defense reported Monday that Beijing sent 30 Chinese warplanes to its air defense identification zone near the island. That's the biggest incursion since January. Texas Governor Greg Abbott took time on his Memorial Day remarks to unify the state of Texas.
What happened in Uvalde was a horrific act of evil. And as Texans, we must come together and lift up Uvalde.
Many Texas media outlets will go dark for 21 minutes at noon Central to recognize all those lost in the senseless shooting in Uvalde, Texas, a week ago. We are USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
This is Bill Martinez Live.
My heart was broke today. Our hearts and thoughts and prayers are with all our families as we go through this day and days to come. A few announcements that we need to make is beginning tomorrow at 10 a.m. we will have grief counseling and support at the Civic Center for our students, our staff, community members, anybody that needs to come at that time. And we may be there more than one day, may be there several days.
If I had only known the last time would be the last time, I would have put off all the things I had to do. I would have stayed a little longer, held on a little tighter. Now what I'd give for one more day with you.
Her name is Sandra Torres. We are in disbelief of this tragedy that happened, and we have not yet gotten any answers of where her whereabouts are at. And please, if anybody has any news on her, any hospitals that have any information on her, please reach out to us and let us know that she is at Jaws facility.
The only scars in heaven, it won't be long to me and there'll be no such thing as broken. The only old will be made new.
The school year's done. We'll have no school tomorrow or Thursday.
All activities are canceled throughout the district. No graduation is on people's mind. We will come out with a notice on that at a later time.
The only scars in heaven, it won't belong to me and
yeah, it was tough. They would ask you for a picture, just a picture, this description of the of what they were wearing this morning, and it was hard. They did take my sister to the back to identify, thinking it was my niece, but it wasn't my niece.
There's not a day goes by that I don't see you. You live on in all the better parts of me. Until I'm standing with you in the sun, I'll fight this fight and this race I'll run until I finally see what you can see.
Yeah, I'm looking for my daughter. I mean, after the shooting, they don't know where she's at. I mean, the list, her name is not here. You know, and you don't know a list of who's gotten flown out, and you're not letting us in at the hospital right now. So, where? We don't know where to go.
And even as the tears fall down, is that the only scars in heaven? Or on the hands that hold you now?
This is Bill Martinez Live.
What a touching, you know, tribute. And, you know, this stands in the face of, you know, the political insanity that takes place when something like this occurs. It's absolute lunacy. You know, Gary Bauer wrote last week, he said, it's generally accepted that one of the ways to measure a person's character is to see how they react in a crisis. Do they rise to the occasion, or are their worst instincts magnified? You know, think about that. You know, did we have politicians that rose to the occasion, that found it within their consciousness, within their hearts, to, you know, comfort a nation, a grieving nation, you know, families, first of all, and most importantly, those families that were directly affected. But, you know, this has been an event between what's happened in Buffalo. There, what's happened in the last couple of years in this country? The amount of deaths. In fact, yesterday we were at our Legion post here in Florida, and they were just calling off the names of people who had passed away in the past year. And I was blown away. I mean, this was just in this small community, the names. And it went on. I mean, the numbers of people who had passed away in the previous 12 months. And these were, you know, these are veterans. And, you know, and I just thought, wow. I just couldn't believe the number of people. And it's, we've been surrounded, you know, by death these last 2.5 years in such dramatic ways. You know, exacerbated by a pandemic and the rise in crime. I mean, to the degree that, you know, projected voters are saying it's the third most serious thing that our nation has to deal with right now is the increase in crime. And you got to know that this could only be further exacerbated as we continue on this trajectory, this economic insanity that we're on right now in surrendering. In surrendering our energy independence, surrendering, you know, research, institutional, you know, secrets, things that were discovered, that were invented here with the people's money in the United States and sold out to other countries. And here we are relying, we don't even, somehow it's gotten to the point we can't even count the votes in this country anymore. They have to be counted outside of the country. Is that bizarre? I mean, it's like, you know, what is going on? I mean, forget about this idea of America being the leader. I mean, there's been a concerted effort to retard this American idea and ideal. And this on the heels of a sacred holiday such as Memorial Day, when, you know, as Joe Montana had said, you know, we've had over a million people, a million military men and women who have paid the ultimate sacrifice, you know, for our freedoms. You know, we owe it to them, if not to the next generation, because this is the perspective we have. We should have a perspective that looks behind and looks forward. And this is why, you know, there's been a concerted effort, and we've seen this. I mean, we've read about it, you know, for years, that this is what Marxists, what communists do, is they come in and they hijack your history. Because if they can hijack your history, then they can make up stories and take over the present and the future. And we can't allow that to happen. You know, the lies are abounding. And it is forming policy. It is forming a dangerous perspective that injures the citizens of this country and, dare I say, the world. The world has counted on us. I mean, you go back to World War I and World War II. It was Americans who saved the world, literally saved the world from an evil empire that was taking over nations at such rapidity, but for the United States, but for the grace of God. And maybe that was the only reason that God rose up this nation, was to save the world. I think it's I think obviously much more than that, because we've been an example of God's love and mercy in certain ways. Have we fallen short? Sure. You know, we're humanoids. Not perfect. Nobody's claiming perfection here, even though in our Constitution, it speaks of an aspirational hope. You know, here's the aspiration. Here's the dream. You know, this is the dream of America that we have, that all men are created equal, that we could live together in peace based on godly principles and love for one another. You know, every once in a while we see it. You know, this is what I appreciate about Samantha Mao when she comes on and talks about her viral videos. I mean, we're not talking a lot about, you know, the stuff that, you know, bleeds and leads in the mainstream media and news and that. We're talking about human people just being kind to one another. You know, like somebody who comes from Afghanistan because he can't get the medical care that he needs. And he comes to Alabama. He is saved and he invites the entire city. He says, come to my wedding. Come to my wedding and let's party on here. He just, you know, those kind of sentiments, seemingly rare, but I think they're probably more common than is reported. But this is why I appreciate Sam coming on, because she reminds us of these rare values that are there amongst we the people. We've got more coming.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers.
providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an AmeriPlan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and back with us is Neil Harmon, the CEO of Angel Studios, with a new announcement here. Over $100 million in new original content for Angel Studios. Boy, things are just rolling along positively and continually, and it's good to be talking to you again, Neil, since the last time we talked in Nashville earlier this year.
Thanks for having me on again, Bill. Good to talk to you.
Well, how exciting for the organization. I mean, we've known the success of The Chosen, now entering its third season, Tuttle Twins in season two. Of course, Dry Bar Comedy season. But you've got a lot of new content just around the corner here with this new announcement.
Yes, we do. There's some great shows that are coming, and we couldn't be more excited about the kinds of choices that the Angel Studios community is making when they're choosing these shows.
Yeah, I mean, this is a different, crowdfunding model, as we talked about in Nashville earlier this year, that's been quite revolutionary. I mean, you tried to do it the old way, and I say the old way in the traditional model, and then this idea of crowdfunding and allowing the people themselves to, in essence, be the producers of the content, right?
Correct, yes. There's a lot of research now on how, if under the right conditions, the crowd can be smarter than experts can. And we believe that the audience will make better decisions than a few executives in Hollywood or at a major studio. And so far, that's proving to be true.
Well, trusting the consumer. What a novel concept, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's more than just if you build it. If you build it the right way, according to their design, they will come, right?
Correct. And they'll help people come when they're invested and they care about the message and the mission. Then they'll not only help the project with its production budget, but they'll also help market the project when it's finished.
Marketing 1A talks about the value of word of mouth advertising and promotion. And this is what you've done. You've engaged your base in such a way that they can't help but talk about, you know, whether it's Dry Bar. I mean, certainly we've seen what happened with the Tuttle Twins and the Chosen, especially. I mean, these have been successful models. And now you're just rolling out this model with a new lineup of content.
That's correct. Dry Bar has over 150 million viewers.
Wow.
And Chosen is approaching almost 100 million viewers, and our goal is to reach a billion. And there's a whole lot more content that's coming, and these are the stories that Hollywood won't make but need to be told, and the audience wants them told.
Neil, what does this do for you in terms of, you know, you've been working toward this end. I mean, you and your brother saw this as a different type of model, and through failure, much like any other experienced, you know, producer or content provider for movies and that, you go through the experience of less than successful, you know, experiences, but you've learned from that, and now you find yourself with this model that is proving very positive for you. And, you know, what does this do for you and for the organization to enjoy this kind of success?
Well, Bill, we were actually recently speaking with the very first investor in the Lord of the Rings and in The Matrix. Mm-hmm. And we've had a lot of venture capitalists and other experts tell us now that we've been successful that we should now just produce the content ourselves, own it all ourselves, and leave the crowd behind. But this very wise investor said to us, Neil, the struggle is what makes this superb. Never ever give up the magic of this model, because when the creator struggles to make a pilot or a short film that's good enough that the audience wants to invest to see it made, that process is as important as the final content itself or the final story. And so that's what we're learning is that not only does this model allow audiences to choose what stories they want to see made, but it also forces the creators to serve the audience from the very beginning stages of the process. And when they have to think that way, and when they think about their audience so much early on, the final storytelling is just better.
Yeah.
And this is what we're learning.
Exactly. We're talking with Neil Harmon, the CEO of Angel Studios. This is a studio that is behind many of the most successful crowdfunded series of all time, including The Chosen, Dry Bar Comedy, The Tuttle Twins, which is now going into the second year. And as we mentioned, they just announced over $100 million in new original content. Neil, I know you're excited to break that down. You did so at the Illuminate event. Tell our audience, who was not in attendance of that, the breaking news about this new content coming down the pike for us.
If I could let one of my children tell you about it, I would, but they're not here. But they are so excited about some of the shows that are coming. This winter, around Christmas, there's a new series called Wing Feather Saga, and my children just love this series. And it's a show about a family that is being oppressed, and they're fighting for their freedom together. In addition, we are doing a groundbreaking project around King David, Boy David, and then King David from the Bible. This is a $54 million project. It's an animated film, and there's already a growing support and excitement for this film across multiple faiths, and we just think that this is going to be our first major theatrical endeavor. We had a theatrical run last year with Christmas with the Chosen, and we broke records. And now we're taking on a very ambitious animated project called David.
Mm-hmm. And so you're going to tell the story of David as a young man, and then as King David, right?
Yeah, the story will lead from the time he was a boy to when he's crowned king.
So from the shepherd boy to the king, and it's all animated. And, we've heard a lot of stories. And, of course, we read a lot about David in the Bible. And, I'm sure this will probably have a little bit of the Chosen-esque flavor, so to speak. Do you see that? Modeling from what we've seen in the Chosen being displayed in the story of David?
I think you're going to see something distinct. You're going to see something mm-hmm. that is going to appeal to the entire family of families who love the Chosen. Maybe mm-hmm. the parents love the Chosen and the children do or don't. But with David, you're going to get something that is as epic as the Prince of Egypt with great music, but as rewatchable and as fun and humorous as something like Moana or Tangled. And it's just
yes, it wow.
amazing creators. It's going to be comedic. It's going to be action. And it's going to be enjoyable for the whole family.
We can't wait for that one. Neil, what about, is it Luso, L-U-S-O? Am I saying that right?
Yes. So
it's a new series? Yes.
Yes, Luso is the very first story that we are attempting around a universe around the American founding. And this is a story about a Portuguese boy who's kidnapped into slavery. And eventually he ends up in the Americas, and he fights alongside Washington in the Revolutionary War. And this man is so big and so pivotal in a critical battle that Washington said that they wouldn't have been able to win the revolution without this man's help. And his story is one that that most people don't know about, but it's a story of a true hero.
Wow. So little history perspective here, a little Americana. Why not?
Yep.
Yeah, wow, very, very cool. We got about a little over a minute left. What about Jungle Beat?
Jungle Beat is something that all the children who are loving Tuttle Twin are going to love having in the Angel app, and that's going to be available this month. And Jungle Beat is a show with animals in the jungle on adventures, and it has lots of visual humor and storytelling. It's very accessible to all nationalities, cultures, but children just love this show. And we are launching Jungle Beat this month.
Excellent. He's the CEO of Angel Studios, Neil Harmon. This is the studio behind many of the most successful crowdfunded series of all time that include The Chosen, Dry Bar Comedy, The Tuttle Twins, and with this all this great content coming down the pike in this season. Neil, how can people stay connected with Angel Studios and download the app so that they can be purveyors, participators in all this this great new content?
Bill, thanks for spreading the word. It's really easy. Just go to angel.com and you can learn everything there. You can download the apps. You can also search for them on your Apple TV, your Roku, your Amazon Fire TV, or your iPhone or Android phone. You can search for Angel. Download the app and start watching these great stories today and supporting these creators.
Neil Harmon has been our guest. Neil, thank you so much. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family.
These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other.